there. This is Payal Nanjiani. Welcome to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. And I am so delighted that every week you're joining me for your growth. You're joining me, to make sure that you become a world-class leader. And as we end the year 2021, I have been really reflecting on the, every season that we have all passed through, not only in our work life, but also in our personal life. And so I thought I would talk to you today about the toughest season in a leader's life. You know, in our work life, we face numerous seasons, slow seasons, slow economy seasons, conflict-filled seasons, seasons of opportunity and problem. We have seasons of retirement, growth and learning. We have seasons of promotions and layoffs. But the toughest seasons of all that I have noticed is the season of silence. This is a time when you are working hard, putting in the efforts, and yet you just don't see any results. You may think that if only you saw some improvement, at least you would know that what you are doing is helping, that you're on the right track. But you've got to know here something, that most of the time before things come to pass, there is a season of silence in every leader's life. Where you are not seeing any change, you're not seeing anything improving. It just seems that the needle will not move. And did you know that it is during this season of silence that most people across the globe get discouraged and give up on their dreams? What we don't realize is this: while you are putting in the efforts behind the scenes, changes are taking place. The universe is lining up the right opportunities for you, like that promotion or that right people that you need. So while you are passing through the season of silence, I urge you to dig in your heels and believe that you will see the results. You know, as the scriptures read, that, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So don't give up. You know, I always tell leaders, don't give up just because you don't see anything happening on the outside. Know that a lot of things are happening inside. Changes are happening. You know, just as a seed takes root inside the ground in darkness, your results are shaping up in the season of silence. So you've got to trust your actions. You've got to trust the process. And most of all, you've got to trust the success within you. Now, you know, we all experience changes and transition in our career life. Sometimes the season of life is exciting and dynamic and we feel on top of the world. And at other times, we just want to go away and escape the situation. But here's the deal. No season lasts forever. You know, I had heard this in the scriptures, that as long as the earth remains, there will be springtime and harvest, winter and summer, day and night. The problem is we prefer certain seasons over the others, and we just want to stay and operate in our favorite season. How often have you told, you know, have you said to yourself, oh, I just can't wait for this season to be over? You know, this phrase is clearly a sign that you aren't enjoying the season in which you are. Your work life has seasons that constantly change, and that's what makes it so fascinating. Just imagine if your work were to remain the same forever, you know, doing the same routine work, getting the same type of salary, or being on the same designation that you are, would you really treasure that positive and happy moments of your work life? Nothing is permanent in this world, and so never take any season too seriously. I would often complain to my father of how I hated the winter season, to which he would always ask me, how is this hate helping you? He would remind me of the purpose of the season and say, the season isn't really concerned whether you like it or not, but remember, the season you curse, it's a blessing to someone somewhere. You will never get the season back again in the same year, so learn to enjoy it while you are in it. And remember that a season is never good or bad. It's all about what you make of it. These words, as I reflect on them every day, it became the cornerstone for my success. It taught me how to live and thrive in each season. So I really want to urge you to maximize the season in which you are. Now, when I say that you enjoy the season you're in, I do realize that every season isn't a summer vacation party. Not every season is one where the economy is booming and people are at their best. I get that. But seasonal changes can still be enjoyed to the fullest. Every day that you live with a negative, defeated attitude is a day that you have wasted for yourself, for your team, and for your company. You cannot change the season's timetable, but you can change your own attitude. So never run away from a season, face it, and come out stronger, happier, healthier, and better prepared for the next season in your life. You know, there is a winner in you. Like I always say, there is leadership inside of you. You were created to be a master of your craft. In fact, you know what? I have seen so many leaders. Too often we allow a difficult season in our lives to limit and convince us to settle where we are. We stop growing. In my own career, I have gone through a lot of these different seasons, but I learned to grow through them simply by making friends with Mr. Success thoughts and keeping Mr. Failure thoughts away. You see, Mr. Success thoughts travel slowly in your mind, and you know, these types of thoughts, they don't even build up too much on one another. They keep you calm, relaxed, internally motivated. And failure thoughts, oh my God, are the ones that travel too fast and too far and build up on each other. So they often paralyze your decision making and keep you from moving ahead in your season. Now, I do not know what season of your life you are in, but I do know with full conviction that this is your season. It's meant for you. It's given to you specially because if you ever wished for success, the season of failure and disappointments are here for you. If you ever wished for to learn patience, your season is blooming with people who will push your limits and annoy you to the end of the earth. And don't worry about how long the season lasts. It may just stay with you for 3 months, 6 months, 3 years. Who knows? You've just got to put your shoulders back, hold your head high up, and walk with confidence in every season. You can thrive in every season with what I call the 3C technique. Change your focus, compute your blessings, and canonize your language. I have been through various seasons in my life, ups and downs, and seen it all in my career life. But here's something that I always say. You truly cannot do much about what your past and future seasons are. The only season you can live in and give your best to is the season you are in. Never let it simply pass by. Start where you are in whatever season you are. You already have everything that you need to triumph in every season. And always repeat this to yourself. This too shall pass. I will enjoy this season. This is Payal Nanjiani, and I'm wishing you loads of success in every season of your life. And I look forward to talking with you and engaging again in conversations with you back again in 2022. Wishing you Happy New Year and God bless.